This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting agrees to initiate discussions for early review of Nepal-India Trade Treaty. Private sector calls for more efficient customs administration during parliamentary committee discussion on customs laws. CIAA files charge sheet against former engineer of Department of Water Resources, Vishnu Kumar Srestha, for allegedly amassing 48.83 million rupees in unlawful assets. And Los Angeles fires, death toll rises to 16. New evacuation orders issued as fires spread. Now the news in detail. The second Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting has emphasized enhancing bilateral trade and business ties. In the Nepal-India Commerce Secretary-level meeting held in Kathmandu on Saturday, the representatives of Nepal and India discussed on trade, investment, energy, tourism, agriculture, information technology and infrastructure development, among other topics. The meeting also agreed to initiate discussions for an early review of the Nepal-India Trade Treaty. An agreement was also reached on promoting renewable energy, strengthening cross-border connectivity and boosting trade and investment. Key discussions included resolving trade barriers, improving export processes, enhancing air connectivity and expanding Nepal's access to Indian ports like Mundra, Dhamra and Mumbai. The meeting also covered collaboration in clean energy, agriculture, tourism, digital technology and infrastructure development. During the meeting, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari highlighted India as Nepal's largest trading partner and stressed the importance of implementing the decisions made during the meeting. Likewise, Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastava, pledged to take initiatives for facilitating the topics raised in the Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting. The private sector has called for a more efficient customs administration during discussions on a bill to amend customs laws in the Finance Committee of the Parliament. The bill has proposed to amend the existing Customs Act in accordance with the Kyoto Protocol, which Nepal is a party to, and to make customs clearance procedures further advanced and technology-friendly. Representatives of the private sector urged removal of procedural hurdles, reduction in deposit amounts and better infrastructure for goods testing. President of Confederation of Nepalese Industries, Rajesh Agrawal, criticized the bill for lacking provisions on IT and power trade. Likewise, Vice President of Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Deepak Srestha, proposed reducing deposit amounts and revising fines for under or overbilling. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge sheet against engineer Vishnu Kumar Srestha, former employee at the Department of Water Resources and Irrigation, for allegedly amassing 48.83 million rupees in unlawful assets. According to CIAA spokesperson Narahari Ghimire, Srestha is accused of acquiring property under the guise of irrigation projects and water-induced disaster control initiatives. He reportedly purchased vehicles, land and invested in various companies, concealing assets in the names of his family members. The CIAA has demanded the confiscation of these properties and named Srestha's family members as defendants in the case. Kathmandu District Court has ordered the judicial custody of Ravi Lamichhane, former Home Minister and Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. District Judge Madhav Prasad Adhikari issued the order instructing Lamichhane to appear before the court at 10 a.m. on Monday tomorrow. Lamichhane was sent to judicial custody as there was no hearing today. According to the court registrar Ramu Sharma, Lamichhane's statement was recorded today regarding the alleged misappropriation of funds at Swarnalakshmi Cooperatives in Kathmandu. The Office of the Attorney General submitted its report for the last fiscal year to President Ramchandra Pawal today. Attorney General Ramesh Baral presented the report at Shitalimas today. On the occasion, President Pawal emphasized the need for more scientific, effective and factual approaches in the investigation, prosecution and defense of government cases. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, come back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A recent bird census in the wetlands of eastern Chitwan recorded 55 bird species, including two new birds, black-headed gull and palace gull. With this, 159 species have been identified this year, including the 55 water-dependent species. The census conducted on January 6th and 7th by the Bird Education Society and Nepalese Ornithological Union covered areas from Lothar to Darai Botetal, Gaidhawa to Saurahaghat and several other locations. The census highlights growing concerns over habitat threats, including pollution, water extraction and encroachment. The census is part of a regional initiative conducted in 35 countries across East Asia each January. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Los Angeles death toll has increased to 16. 13 people still go missing due to deadly fires. According to the BBC, the Los Angeles Medical Examiner's Office released an update on the number of fire-related fatalities it is investigating. So far, there are 11 deaths linked to the Aten fire and 5 to Palisades fire, bringing the death toll to at least 16. Officials say that number is likely to rise. It is said that people displaced by fires are arriving to hotels and finding room prices are higher than advertised. And one estate agent says landlords are asking for huge sums for rentals. A Los Angeles police captain says at least 20 people have been arrested for looting evacuated homes in Los Angeles, including two people who posed as firefighters. Fox News reports that some Los Angeles residents are hiring private security to help protect their home from looters. A thick blanket of fog covered New Delhi on Sunday as the city experienced a cold spell. The ANI news agency cited the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, as saying the minimum temperature recorded in the national capital was 12 degrees Celsius. Visuals from India Gate showed near zero visibility in the national capital, with people seeking refuge in night shelters in Safdarjung to escape the harsh weather. On January 11th, light rain was witnessed in the national capital and the temperature dropped to 7.7 degrees Celsius. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy with the possibility of light rain at one or two places of hilly region, generally cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at a few places of mountainous region and generally cloudy in Tarai region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions and partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of mountainous regions of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. There is a possibility of generally cloudy weather in Madhes province and the weather will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair in the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting agrees to initiate discussions for early review of Nepal-India Trade Treaty. Private sector calls for more efficient customs administration during parliamentary committee discussion on customs laws. CIAA files charge sheet against former engineer of Department of Water Resources, Vishnu Kumar Shrestha, for allegedly amassing 48.83 million rupees in unlawful assets. And Los Angeles fires death toll rises to 16. New evacuation orders issued as fires spread. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.